The 4th of July was a big hit. I didn't lose any phalanges, digits, or appendages. I'm very excited about that. However, I'm mighty sore from all the slip and slide. And I posted a picture on my Instagram of the massive slip and slide that we have. If you missed out on my Instagram story, then you didn't see all the live slip and sliding that went on. We had a bunch of finales to shoot off, and they were fantastic. Though I will say, contrary to popular belief, America couldn't hold a candle to Loyal to the King. Now, that's just a little tongue-in-cheek humor, but it really is true. And those finales are a sight to behold. Though it is fun to light off the mortars, that one fuse does it all feeling had everybody in the neighborhood cheering after the 30th shot from Loyal to the King. But, you know, I don't want to drone on and on about how amazing the 4th of July was, because it's over and now it's just hot as we're mired through the summer until it's time for those kids to go back to school. So today, let's just chat about wrestling, birds and juggalos, with clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, joshing around. My grill was working overtime yesterday. We started off with hot dogs before throwing on some chicken leg quarters, but the Kobe beef burgers had to wait. Our gullets were simply too full, but don't worry, that beef will get consumed. I was consuming news out of New Zealand today when I read about a new vegetarian burger dubbed the Impossible Burger. It's so lifelike that it actually bleeds fake blood when you bite into it, to which New Zealand's prime minister says, no. Simply put, they export a lot of beef from New Zealand to the rest of the world, and the last thing they need, says the Prime Minister, is a lifelike alternative. When it comes to the taste of the burgers, a BBC food critic says they're simply delicious, if only a tad too soft and mushy, but yet that's just how the British like their food, so that works out well. A review from treehugger.com says the burger smelled like liver, but they could tell it wasn't meat because of a hint of seaweed and a wheaty aftertaste. That does sound delicious. I'll have that. When it comes to judging the taste of meat, there's three aspects of palatability: juiciness, tenderness, and flavor. When it comes to having a vegetarian at your barbecue, they should be welcome with open arms. However, they should also be expected to bring their own food. I'll heat up a Boca burger or cook up a carrot concealed as a hot dog without so much as a second word, but you can't expect me to have that stuff on hand. Just like if I were a bodybuilder and needed to consume massive amounts of protein on the hour, I wouldn't expect you to have pounds of cod just laying around. With all that in mind, NASA says that it's essential astronauts remain carnivores. However, because of that, they can't take baths when in space. Instead, they prefer meteor showers. You know, today's brash, derisive, political environment would be a lot easier for me to tolerate if I were more a fan of professional wrestling. Oh yeah, I don't just mean being a casual fan of the sport. Instead, I'm talking about total buy-in and belief that it's real. That would just make my life so much easier, much in the same vein that ignorance is bliss. Now, when I was a kid, we moved from my small beachside community across the bridge to the mainland, and it was definitely an eye-opener. Wrestling was one of the reasons among many, because I wasn't a fan, but all of the kids at my new school were, so I quickly had to get up to speed as to who Hacksaw Jim Duggan was and why Captain Lou had all those rubber bands on his face. Another odd thing was that all the boys were carrying around little wrestling stuffed animals. And what I'm here to tell them is those boys were playing with dolls. Now, even to this day, I don't much watch wrestling, but I did take note when I saw the Aces baby Bounce Anthony Gaines 14 feet deep into the aisleway during some sort of New York State wrestling exhibition. If you haven't seen the video of that yet, check at the AC Baby on Twitter, because it's really amazing. It's definitely worth your time to watch that wrestler fly through the air like his superpower was getting his ass kicked. If I had a superpower, let's say I could communicate with birds, you'd probably assume I'd find a way to use those powers for evil. But you know, I'd probably just tell the birds to keep it down. because really, who among us is using their talents for their highest and best use? With that in mind, I'm trying to take advantage of a new feature on Instagram called IGTV, where you can do long-form vertical video. So check me out at Joshua Around, where you can see me reading historical speeches from the past. If there's any particular speech that you'd like to hear, or one that you're too lazy to read, please let me know and I'll get right to it. Also, I'm taking hat requests. The speeches might be a little off-brand. For example, today was Frederick Douglass answering the question of what the 4th of July means to a slave. When you listen, you can make that speech relevant to today, though, by replacing slavery with the word guns. A reveler enjoying fireworks at the Busch Gardens theme park in Tampa, Florida, was struck by two stray bullets that came from celebratory gunfire. The victims recovering from the non-life-threatening injuries. I hate to say it, but that's why we're Disney people. Here's some eerie news, especially with The First Purge, a prequel to the original Purge movie now in theaters. But it seems that Juggalos, you know, fans of the band The Insane Clown Posse? Yeah, those Juggalos. It's recently been determined that they can defeat facial recognition software. Apparently, facial recognition works by pinpointing the areas of contrast on a human face. For instance, where a nose is located or where the chin becomes the neck. But as it happens, Juggalo makeup often involves applying black paint below the mouth but above the chin. That makes facial recognition vulnerable to misidentifying the placement of the jaw. Now, face painting styles like corpse makeup or dramatic styles of feminine makeup also obscure the face. However, they don't create enough contrast to effectively confuse most facial recognition systems. So it looks like Juggalos will be taking point in the oncoming revolution. But now that we know the true leaders of that revolution, I'm definitely keeping my cushy job in the empire. I will provide some peace of mind, though, by letting you know that facial recognition technology such as Apple's Face ID, which does not rely on visible light and instead uses depth perception, would not be tricked by Juggalo makeup, to allow me to once again affirm my allegiance to His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Cupertino, California. With superpowers and revolutions becoming just as realistic as wrestling, we're best to end this episode. I hope it wasn't for the birds, even if it was too soft and mushy. Check me out on IGTV and see the Toastmaster earn his bread at Joshua Around. Come off the top rope to review the show on iTunes and stay safe from any strafing celebratory shots fired until we put one in the chamber and take aim at Joshin' Around.